There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Man, I was so good for months.
Good about what?
My food.
Oh, that kind of good.
I'd lost like 7 pounds.
Yeah.
I was just like, you and I were so...
It's Thanksgiving. You're not supposed to be good.
I don't care about... obviously, yeah, sure, whatever. But it was like, you and I, Eddie, we just... We're so good. You've lost so much weight. You look so healthy.
Not right now, though. I put some back on.
We did. On purpose. It's on purpose. But Eddie and I, this weekend, let's just say... We went out for a Thanksgiving bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend. Can't believe that we braved our own holiday travel. Like, we did this to ourselves.
Took a car.
We were going to go. Well, I drove across 3 states.
You love it.
Full John Candy experience. And Eddie and I were both like, we're going to be healthy. We're going to be so healthy. We're going to do. And then, holy shit.
It's just impossible to do in Ohio.
Ohio happened. To us.
Yeah.
Now,
I
expected, it's been a while since I've been to Ohio, and I think that I've only really been to Cincinnati and Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
so I've never been to any other place.
You never partied in Columbus before?
It's a quiet town. Largely, yeah. When we go, we've been in the middle of winter, it's like we're past. I remember Columbus being a place where I specifically watched hours of Chris Chan footage.
Oh, you love, that's, that makes sense.
Yeah, inside of my hotel room and didn't leave. But this time, Eddie, we found so much. There was so much. We ate such big things. We went to Luigi's.
Luigi's in Akron, Ohio is one of the better Italian restaurants I've ever been to.
In terms of Midwest Italian, because that's hard. That's a weird...
Ohio's got good Italian food.
Yes.
The mob ran through there and they left some good food behind.
Luigi's was one thing. That was one thing.
Oh my God. Well, we had it twice.
Yes. Because we had it both. Because
we had to try the pizza. We didn't have the pizza at first. We just had the baked... platters.
They gave us, they said it was like 3,000 pounds of cheese a week, but
something
they said something like 300 pounds of cheese a week.
Salad?
She was bragging about killing us.
That was incredible.
I ordered the salad without cheese, and the sadness on this woman's face.
She was just like,
I was just like, all right, I guess I'll get the cheese. And she's like, thank you.
Yeah, because you know
like,
why?
Thanked me.
It's 4 lettuce leaves and a slice of tomato.
Yeah,
without the cheese, it's not anything. And she knew that, but she didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
But God, I'll just say the salt of the earth. I then went to a place called Fred's Diner that was in the middle. It was this little shitty little house that was about 15 minutes from where Jeffrey Dahmer was born. And you could taste it.
Yeah.
And I listened.
Tasted like people?
Oh, yeah. I went and I got a little steak. I got a steak and eggs, right? And I listened to those old mean women behind the counter bitch at each other. They were tearing each other to pieces. One was turned to the other, being like, I can't believe that Rita forgot to order the goddamn Pepsi. And we were like, what kind of bitch stacks styrofoam like this? And then I was like, but by then, I fell in love with them. I watched them. I was there for like an hour. I fell in love with them. I invited them all to the show, and
they didn't come.
They couldn't come, but the head waitress was like, "Yeah, but don't worry, it's a really nice venue. I saw Pantera there last year," and it was just like, "That's what I fucking holy shit, where so am
hard
I?"
Hard ass chicks, dude.
Dude, this whole town, I just can't believe how much you guys lied to us about Akron.
Who lied?
Everybody.
I mean, Cincinnati was trying to talk shit on Akron. People, I was in Cincinnati for Thanksgiving, and they were all like, "Why are you going to Akron? Akron fucking sucks." All this shit. I get to Akron. Lovely fucking place.
We actually really enjoyed Akron. Yes, it's mostly habited by ghosts.
Yes.
And it does need a bit of an alt scene. But
it needs a lot of things.
Once it gets in there, though.
The people are cool. And, you know, the shit there is awesome. The bomb shelter is a great place.
That was an amazing
place. It's not an actual bomb
shelter.
It's
a store.
Yeah, it's a store.
I'm sorry we're doing it this way, but guys, you just got to understand. When we do Side Stories Live, hi, my name is Henry Saprowski. I'm here with Ed Larson.
Hello!
We get to see parts of the world that I, again, Why would I go to Akron? The only reason why I'm going to go to Akron is if I'm in witness protection.
But now I like want to go back.
I had a great time. I met Rosa over at Akron Coffee Roasters, which is truly beautiful. Had my first pour over. What's happening to us? And then we went to Columbus and we got Wario's, which fucking filled my guts. Wario's fuck was amazing.
Dude, there's places called Wario's. They have like the craziest cheesesteaks. They got the craziest pork roll sandwiches.
This is how fat we are. We ate Luigi's and Wario's.
Yes, I know. We need to find Mario. Now.
Yeah, dude. That's how fucking fat we are, dude.
Man, the sandwiches at Wario's, Rob, you would fucking... This place is like your enemy, dude. Because they like, and Wario's, I love that it's named Wario's and it like distinctly feeds you food that makes you like destroy plumber's lives.
Dude, I just fucking... I had that fresh cold cut sandwich with the homemade Giardina on it and it had this like tomato butter. Man.
Damn.
Dude, I just can't believe... this never happens to us really. Normally, I eat like shit. When we're on the road, I very rarely eat anything good. It's normally hotel, like Caesar salads. We'll get maybe one nice meal.
I try to go do better food than you. You get room service too much.
Well, you help me go out more.
Yeah.
I just like convenience because I don't like searching for breakfast.
Yeah, you hate breakfast for some reason.
I love breakfast.
You don't like getting up or going anywhere.
I don't like waiting for breakfast.
Oh, see, the thing is, with you not going to breakfast, I can get anywhere. Because you can always get in as one.
Well, that's the thing. As a solo traveler, you can get in a lot of places.
Yeah.
That's what I also learned.
Just go sit at the bar. They always got room for me.
But we literally...
I'm so big. I look like a big spender. Schmidt Sausage House?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Dude, that place was amazing.
I'm emotional that... It exists and that we went to it and it's like 1886. It's like a German restaurant out of the fucking, like it feels like you're in Germany. And then we shopped at a cuckoo shop. We went to a cuckoo clock store.
Yeah.
And this is what Eddie and I did.
We were so innocent. We went to the Red Stable. It was it's a cuckoo clock store right in little Germany,
so
German village or whatever fuck.
Hey, at least we smoked weed.
Oh God!
That was a part of it. So at least we were stoned.
Ohio definitely needs to work on their weed, though.
Oh yeah, it does need. It needs to work on that.
Shout out to Baxter Speakeasy for taking care of us in Akron as well.
Seriously,
but yeah, what a fucking great time, man!
I mean, I can't believe it.
We're gonna be in Vegas this weekend.
Y'all better come out to fucking Vegas because we're going to have a blast if we live.
Yeah, Wise Guys on Sunday. That is December 7th at 6:30 p.m. Wise Guys Town Center. That's the one past the airport, not the cool one.
No, not the good one.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So remember that. It's not the good Wise Guys, but the rest of Vegas is really nice.
I don't know about that. That's not true at all. Rest of Vegas is not very nice.
Sometimes it's got its moments, you know? I like Somerville.
Yeah.
I like Summerlin. I love Vegas. I'd move to Vegas.
I know you would.
You know I'd move.
You look like a Henderson boy.
Oh, what do you? That feels like a.
There's a lot of land in Henderson. You can get yourself a very nice place. A
lot of room. That's what I like. Show my dick to the sand.
Spread it out, you animal. But yeah, thank you so much, Akron and Columbus, for treating us very well.
And we're going to come back now.
Yeah.
That's how good you were. That's how good you were. I had no intention to ever come back.
I had family I didn't know, like new family, Julie's family, come to the show in Columbus, and they didn't hate it. You believe that?
I can't believe that
they didn't
hate
the show.
I
thought for sure they were going to hate me.
Oh, especially after what we did, because we were in Columbus, so we were in Epstein country. So those of you who saw that show knew that it was going to get probably pretty dark, and it did.
Yeah.
And God, it was great. All right, so we have a bit of an update.
Oh, we do.
This is the only update I got from last week. We had that really great run-up that we were talking about using cloning to make babies of the horrendous figures of history and then charging different ways to kill them.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that we came up with, we thought it would be really fun, is that you take infant baby Hitler and you drown it in a bathtub filled with Jewish cum.
Oh, that's right. We did say that. I usually just forget everything that happens the moment I walk out the door.
As you should. And honestly, that protects you.
Yeah.
So with the cum math came out, someone sent me an email about cum math,
right? Is that Hitler's baby picture?
That's him.
That's Hitler.
Oh. You gotta kill him.
What a cute little baby.
You tell me he always had the hair
I just wanted at the end of
it. Barely looks like Hitler.
I want it at the end of a bayonet.
Yeah.
So according to this cum bath math, all right, so talking about bathing in cum, someone said this, right? Here's some cum math. You would need 484 Someone wrote this number out. Weird. Someone literally wrote this number out really, really strange. All right. It is 484,532,708 men to fill a 320-gallon hot tub with cum, presuming they'd all cum once.
We don't need that much. It's a baby. 2.5
milliliters. You do. I mean,
we just need a bucket.
Yeah, you could just, or you could have an inch of it and we could just hold its face down.
Yeah,
there.
I need numbers for like a Tupperware bin. You know, like one of those, like something you put all your holiday decorations in.
So again, we just find out it is 2.5 milliliter per shoot, and then we just do that math accordingly.
Yeah. No,
so that's how we know. And again, then that's just really just depends, but that's if you're not saving it ahead of time.
Also, are these guys backed up or are they, you know, what's the deal?
This is all the information.
Because if you've been coming all week, you know, I imagine you're going to have a little less in you.
Who knows?
Is that how it works?
Sometimes. Catch me.
Yeah.
Catch me right time.
What's Peter North doing these days?
I honestly think he's worm food.
Yeah, you think so? He's probably dead. He should be dead.
I think Peter North might be dead.
He came to death.
I actually think he got shot in the head.
No, he's out there, man.
Oh, he's on Instagram.
Good for him. Oh, he's looking great.
Wow, only 3,000 followers?
Yeah, I don't know if this is him.
Yeah, that's not Peter North.
No, that is him.
It says one and only.
Yeah, that's him. That's him. I recognize
him. He's probably horrible.
Yeah, Eddie.
I imagine he's horrible.
Definitely. Well, he made a documentary.
It was a retired actor, in quotes.
Oh, good for him. That'll be interesting. We'll see what's going on. We'll find out. Oh, he loves it. Adam Carolla's a good friend.
Of course.
Makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
And talk about someone who's filled with cum.
Oh, you witches. Now, we have some truly wonderful stories this week.
Did you not want to talk about Morgan Geyser? I guess there's not much.
No, I want to talk about it up top.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. So, as y'all know.
Talk about, you know, coming a bunch.
Oh, ew, she's a child.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, she's not a child.
No, she's not a child. I was more just her last name's Geyser.
Yeah, right. I understand. Believe me, I understand. So, as you guys may have heard, Morgan Geyser last week, while we were away for Thanksgiving, we were, of course, it happened as soon as we were gone. Morgan Geyser is one of the Slenderman stabbers. Now, this took place in May of 2014. They were both 12 at the time. It was Morgan Geyser and her friend Anissa Wire. They basically formulated a plan to murder a young friend of theirs, Peyton Lutner, in order to please Slenderman. Now, Anissa Wire apparently was a person that brought the concept of Slenderman to Morgan Geyser. Morgan Geyser would go on to build on top of that delusion and would say, we can please Slenderman by killing Peyton. We'll stab her to death, and then what we'll do is then we'll walk to these woods.
Yeah.
And we'll be invited into Slenderman's mansions and become one of his proxies. Okay. Or like one of his like little like helpers.
And they were 12 at the time.
They were 12.
Wow.
And we now know that they were wrong, Eddie.
No way.
Yeah, Slenderman shit the bed.
People love a thin man.
They really do. And tall, thin, he'll cheat on you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what you gotta know about this fucking Slenderman, right? So she was arrested. They were put into jail. So now Anissa Wire was let out, I believe, in 2021.
And she didn't. So the Geyser got sent to a mental hospital.
Yes. Yes. Wire was released in 2021 after 7 years. Then,
Morgan, I guess it makes sense.
I guess. Well, because Wire did not actually do the stabbing herself.
But she talked the other one into doing it.
No, Morgan Geyser was the both dominant member of the pair and did the actual stabbing, but also brought Anissa along with it. Like, tried to sort of put the knife in Anissa's hands. The original attack happened when they went into a park bathroom. Morgan Geyser grabbed Peyton's arms, put them behind her for Anissa to stab her to death.
Okay.
Anissa choked. She didn't want to do it, obviously. She didn't. And so eventually, Morgan took it upon herself later on. So they
gave her 7 years for that?
Well, she's an accessory to murder. She was there. She was a part of this. And this is an attempted murder. That's fucking legit. So
I know. It's hard when they're 12.
If you're where anybody dies and you're involved with the party that someone has killed someone,
yes,
you're in trouble.
I understand that it's 18 and over, but a 12.
It's the same. It's same rules.
That's wild.
Yeah, same
That's
rules.
That's a long ass time for a 12-year-old.
They try to stab her to fucking death. So Peyton crawled
they
into her life.
They didn't actually succeed?
No. She
lived. She crawled away. She got help from the road, and then they were arrested. So now Morgan Geyser was put in a mental health facility. Now, they said for a while, I believe that one of her parents had also suffered from schizophrenia. So they felt that Morgan Geyser was showing these symptoms of schizophrenia. She said that she experienced full-on auditory hallucinations. She saw color streams go up and down the walls. And most importantly, believed Slender Man was real and speaking to her. So now she's been in this facility.
Do you think she is crazy or she's faking it?
At
12, it'd be pretty impressive if you were faking it.
Unless you heard all of the symptoms described by one member of your family.
12-year-olds are idiots.
But also are absorb, and you'd be surprised what they know what
they're
to
great
do.
Liars. Children lie like a motherfucker.
They just don't know. They don't know. Morgan Geyser might have, obviously, I mean, let's just say at this point, my diagnosis, she's cuckoo fucking bananas, right? She's all fucked up. So
okay.
She's all jacked up. So Morgan Geyser is put into this mental facility. She's supposed to be there for 40 years.
That's a long ass time.
Yes.
For doing something when you're 12?
Well, it's because of the way that she acted. It was because of the, it started with, you could tell that there has been some, like, obviously genuine concern, because they were technically innocent due to insanity.
Yeah.
So they got, like, released in this kind of conditional way to this mental health facility, and they were working with Morgan for a while. And so way it started, it seemed, is that they genuinely believed she was very sick, and they worked on it. Now, they seemed to slowly relax what they were doing with her inside of this mental health facility to the point where she then got in trouble for receiving material from outside of the mental health facility, this book called Rent Boy.
Okay.
That is all about I know it features sexual sadism and murder and violence, right? So that was like the first thing being like, oh, and she said, oh, Morgan Geyser got really upset because they were putting all of these kind of parameters on what she could read and what she was going to do. And so someone from the outside, the first example of a man from the outside of the hospital, sent her this book. This disgusting, whatever this Rent Boy book is, right? And so she's reading this really morbid, dark stuff. And that was kind of like one weird thing.
Who was the guy?
I forget the name of the guy. It was just some other man.
He's not a family member or anything like that. He's just random ass, like,
I forget the guy's name.
But he's like a fan of horror or like a fan
of her. He also was helping her sell her artwork on Facebook. So she's drawing all these sort of, like, Morgan Geyser's drawing these super morbid pictures and selling it. So, like,
got to fill that canteen.
But it's like, I don't think it really works like that. It's another kind of an example of, like, is she okay or not? And so you have these mental health evaluations. And one of the, I was watching a thing about this afterwards, and it's hard because you have to take the sick person's word as much as you can corroborate that they're okay and that they're better, but you have to take their word. So Morgan Geyser could have very much been giving them everything they want to hear for the last several years. So they gave her provisional release in 2025 to go to a group home.
Honestly, I kind of agree with.
I agreed and I didn't agree, because this is where my thought process comes in, is that I don't know if she knows if she's really sick or not. I don't know what she knows. And I think that what we're now seeing, my problem is that now, with what just happened, I think she's a lot more aware than she says she is.
Yeah.
I think, especially the behavior I saw in the body cam footage, where she very much is obviously, she was almost in charge of this relationship with this other person. So now we know that Morgan Geyser was in this, he was in Waukesha, right? At some group home.
Mm-hmm.
8 a.m. November 23rd, they call that she is left from this place. She's in Madison, right? She's disappeared from this home. She cut her, like, she has one of those, like, locator tracker devices on her ankle. She
never
cut
good.
It off with a scissor, right? No idea you could just do that. And they ran off with this unnamed man, technically, right? Didn't know. Turns out this person goes by the name of Chad Mecca. That's like, well, that's their legal name. They now identify as a woman. They go by Charlie.
Okay.
And this person is 43 years old. Morgan Geyser is 23 years old. This person began speaking with Morgan Geyser from within the group home. And then I guess like from outside, that's the only thing that's kind of muddy, is that I can't figure out where they met. I know that this person was not allowed to visit Morgan Geyser at the group home, which means they already could tell something was really weird about their relationship.
Yeah.
This 43-year-old person then begins to sneak into the window of this 23-year-old murderer, almost murder, attempted murderer, probably like, who knows, the very now famous true crime case.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, in my mind, like at first in my head, oh my God, this person, this older person is manipulating Morgan Geyser. Like, that's the first thing I thought in my head.
That's what it seems like to me from an outsider.
Cut to the body cam footage. So they're at some truck stop. So they managed to get a Greyhound bus ticket.
That's not that hard.
That's not that hard.
You say manage.
But that's, I mean, in terms of like, that's all the money they had. They then walked across Chicago. They ended up at this truck stop, middle of nowhere. Then they kind of just, I guess they crashed. Mm-hmm. And the police that came, and you can see the way that they're acting is that the older person, Chad Charlie, is acting like a child. It's like kicking the grass, doing all this weird stuff. And Morgan Geyser's the strong one. Morgan Geyser's holding, being like, don't let her go. Let her go. I know. I did it. I'm the bad one. And she's doing this, and you're like, it's very, very interesting.
So it looks like Morgan may have
fucking who
been the ringleader in this situation?
God fucking knows. They had made this sort of fantasy run. They thought that they were going to go to Nashville together. They thought it was going to be, I guess they thought it was, but they had no money and they had no particular plan. And now we know that Morgan Geyser is back in jail. They caught her, I believe it was the night before Thanksgiving. And this is my problem, is that, first of all, I wasn't sad that she got caught, but I was like, yes, it's like Mike Myers.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, when I found that it happened, I was just like, oh, fuck, like my morbid true crime
brain
and penis.
Yeah.
I call that my true crime penis got real big, right?
Well, just yeah, because we have a show to do.
Yeah, and it was exciting.
Yeah.
But then you look at this and you realize, like, oh, it was really quite sad. And I don't think that Morgan Geyser ever should have been let out.
You don't think so? I mean, she obviously tried to escape, so I think obviously you're right.
Now we know that she's quite manipulative.
I think, but also, I gotta say, 40 years for a 12-year-old who didn't even kill anyone. I know that she tried, but I mean, it seems like a lot. It really does.
I think it takes a lot for
12-year-olds make really bad decisions.
But I think it's different. I think there's a very big difference between, like, accidentally not feeding your gerbil and it dies.
Well, that's, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, a harmless thing.
But I mean, organized murder, an organized attempted murder by two 12-year-olds is more unusual than anything else.
It's very unusual.
It's extremely unusual. It is a very, very extreme case. So I could see why they wanted to put her in there for 40 years. And I could also see why they tried to adjudicate it. Like, you're also seeing, this is the system
trying to let her out. Trying to, like, help and, like,
trying.
Yeah.
But the problem is they just, there's only so far
you can help. So what do we know about the person who tried to help her?
Just, I honestly, not a heck of a lot. And they are, I mean,
trouble are they in? What's their crime?
I have no idea. I have no idea if they do get in trouble.
I mean, if they paid for the bus ticket, it could be trafficking, I guess.
Morgan Geyser's an adult. He's a legal adult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's legal.
It's just, I feel like it's just that Morgan Geyser, I was still technically, I believe, under sort of like a kind of probationary.
I mean, they still had an anchorman in her on, so yeah.
Yeah, so she's going into jail. And they're going to probably put her back into that facility.
You know, they just chill out and, like, you just do your rehab, man.
Well, the problem is that I think that she's kind of screwed up. Oh, yes, that's right. Morgan Geyser and this person met at a church. They were at a church together, and she started doing the things, telling this person, they're treating me bad. They're not letting me do these things. They're abusing me. I think that
Morgan Geyser's the manipulator here.
I think that Morgan Geyser, like, well, I think the other person's I'm going to call him a capital C creepazoid.
Yes.
Like, for certain. Like, for definitely sure. A full fucking creepazoid.
Well, this article I found does say that Chad Mecca has a history of sexual assault.
Oh, of course!
So, okay. Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Of course!
Okay.
Of course! Who else is climbing into the window of a famous stabber?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, literally thinking that they could do it. So, Obviously, it's very complicated, but I think that Morgan Geyser is now going to, now they're going to be like, okay, well, now you stay in.
Yeah. And now the other one's fucked.
Good.
Yeah.
The other one needs a fucking break from society as well. I think the other one could probably maybe, I think the term is touch, not touch grass, because they were sleeping on grass. I think they need a break. I think they need, I don't know what they need.
Yeah. I just, it's weird because I'm so torn on this, to be honest with you.
Well, of course, because we believe that we would like to believe that you can rehab people.
Especially a child.
Unless it's just,
they start killing too early and they're just, buddy, they're just bad. Yeah.
A 12-year-old organizing an attempted murder is very different. It's very, very different than stealing. It's different than smoking. Absolutely. It's different than anything else. So I could see why everybody's a little confused.
Yeah.
Especially with dealing with Chad Mecca. Now this new level.
Go ahead and throw the book at that one.
Oh, yeah. They're going to. Yeah, oh, they're going
as far
to.
As I'm concerned. Yeah. That person, I got nothing in the game for them. But no. I honestly still feel bad for Morgan Geyser.
Oh, yeah, I do. But then the problem was, see, I also don't know whether I'm cynical or if I'm mean or something, because, like, I was watching the footage of her being transported back, because they had the body cam footage of her going back in, and sort of the way she's going, like, she's just smiling. So sorry. No, she's doing, it's the opposite. It's like, I hate to say it, but it feels like alligator tears. You know what I mean? It kind of feels like, I think that you're putting on a face because you're going, I never should have left. I'm so sorry. Like, she's like doing this thing. And it's like, I think that you told everybody else that you were getting physically abused in here.
Yeah.
So you're not saying the truth either. And what are you going to do out there?
Well, now they're an adult.
Yeah, but what are you going to do out there?
How old's Morgan Geyser now? 20?
I think 23.
23? Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're going to do. I feel like they need more help. They need even more help.
I mean, they just added another 10 years at least. I'll tell you that much.
They got to. Unfortunately, it looks like they got to cook some more.
Yeah.
Well, an interesting detail also, she's apparently still talking to Slenderman.
Oh, that's the whole thing. It's all like she's still having these like weird episodes, and she's saying all this stuff. I think that she's dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. She's still talking to Slenderman. She's definitely dangerous. There's no question about that.
I think she's extremely dangerous, and I just think it's sad.
Slenderman's not real.
That's the issue.
That is the main issue.
Right?
Here. Yeah, there is no Slenderman.
There is none, unless, of course, it's Eddie Redmayne.
Yes, it could be. But it could definitely be Eddie Redmayne.
I can bet you right now that Eddie Redmayne's wearing a mask and he's zooming in.
Where's he been? I haven't seen him do anything.
I bet you he's grooming her.
Whoa, Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne himself is grooming her.
Can we check his phone records?
I'd love to find out, because you know he would love to have a little girl killed in his name.
Oh, my God. It would really help him.
You know that he would. You know that he'd only make him stronger. Oh, it'd only make him bigger and stronger. God fucking damn it. I knew it.
He's doing good.
God, I hate him. I hate him.
You do hate him.
I hate you, Eddie Redmayne. What are you doing?
Oh, he's got, you know, he's only got stuff. He's only got one movie in production.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's on his way out. I think you've wished him into existence.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wait, no, it's a Julia Roberts picture.
Fuck!
She's going to do great. It's going to be great, yeah.
He only gets stronger!
He's doing awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, good for you, Eddie.
Yeah, well, great name. Honestly, I can't begrudge him in that way. But still, he is trafficking girls. I know he is. To his home, and he's cutting their clits off, and he's turning them into mittens for fetuses, little baby fetuses.
Yeah, so, we have that on.
I know that. I have that on tape.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we know these things.
I have that on Betamax.
Yeah, Henry has his little sparrows.
My sparrows and my spiders.
Live from your grave.
Okay. Dude. All right, you want to do this next story, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the other one of the, seriously, crazy stories all week. This one is just as insane as any other story I've ever read. But also, nothing technically happened.
Okay.
But bad. I mean, obviously, crimes happened. But, like, none of the dreams came real.
Are you talking about wedding?
No, I'm talking about going down Haiti Way.
Oh! Now, this is such an interesting, cool. I mean, not cool is the wrong word. But, like, it is just, like, wild fucking story. All right, so let's get into this.
Two evil broccoli headed. This is like
straight up evil, no question about it.
Evil fucking twerpy rat faced little white boys named Gavin and Tanner.
20 and 21.
Think about these fucking idiots. So Gavin
younger
Weisenberg,
than Geyser.
Younger than Geyser. Think about it. And then, but also it just shows this is the, you know what? This is the undeserved confidence that men receive.
Oh, especially from Texas.
Oh, yes. Because Morgan never thought she could take over an entire island.
No.
You know? And that's where she's thinking small. Because these guys, Gavin and fucking Tanner.
Idiot.
Gavin Weisenberg and Tanner Thomas. These two fucking wastes of life.
If your name's Tanner, your parents really fucked you over.
They really do. And I know some bad Tanners, too. And some fucking shitty Tanners.
I don't think I've ever known a good one.
No. Actually, Tanner's a hard name. Honestly, if you're a good Tanner.
Please write in.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. And I want proof you're a good Tanner.
Yeah, explain yourself, because I don't believe you.
All right. So these guys were indicted in a grand jury in Texas Eastern District for a horrific idea. So they what they wanted to do.
Thought crimes.
They
went more than think.
Well, yeah, oh yes.
They started amassing stuff.
Very much so. They're gonna probably face life in prison. They wanted to create an army of homeless men from Washington, D.C. that they were going to float over to an island next to Haiti.
Yes.
Right, which I believe was called Kavole?
It's part of Haiti.
Yes.
It is officially part of Haiti.
They thought that
which is a goddamn disaster right now.
I know.
It's one of the worst run places. I mean, it's not run by anybody. It is a complete, utter disaster. If you were going to pull something like this off, Haiti would be the place to do it.
Thanks, Eddie. Now, thank God. So these guys, they really thought that they were going to pick. So it was Gonave Island, right? Yeah. So D.C. area, they went to go work in the D.C. area because they thought that they would build up a bunch of mercenaries. They would turn homeless people into mercenaries. Mm-hmm. They would then sail them across the water to attack this island. They then would kill every man on the island and then capture every woman and child to become their sex slaves.
Correct.
Right?
That is the plan.
26,000 people. Like that.
Yeah.
Right? Easy. So these guys were like, oh, fuck yeah. Of course we're going to do this. We're going to buy a sailboat. We're going to get guns. We're going to get the homeless guys together.
By the way, your number's way off. 85 to 100,000.
Easy.
Is estimated.
Easy then. That's
estimated
easy.
Residents.
Because you know how easy it is to train and organize the homeless? Right?
Yes,
you're going to get them all together.
They love listening. That's why they're in that situation.
First of all,
I mean, they did their homework. They literally...
Sort of.
They learned Haitian Creole.
Well, okay, so first of all, they said... They say they learned Haitian Creole. I'd love to test them. Right? So one of them enlisted in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And told them that, hey... Listen, the reason why I'm in the Air Force, Tanner did. He enlisted in the Air Force so he can go on. So he said, listen, it's going to help me get on the inside. I'm going to get training, right? Mm-hmm. Weisenberg, the other fucking idiot, he was up. So Tanner, he was assigned to Ramstein Air Base in Germany. You've been there, right?
Yes, I have been there. It's got a Taco Bell and a Kmart.
Incredible. And then he got himself reassigned to Joint Base Andrews so that he could be nearer to D.C. So he said, quote, he could continue their project while he was in training. Like this idea that he'd go out and Ghislaine Maxwell a bunch of homeless people to become mercenaries while he's training in the Air Force.
He
which I've
joined
heard,
the Air Force to commit this crazy crime.
But I've also heard that training, when you're in the Army or the Armed Forces, maybe I'm wrong, seems to take up the majority of your time.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to
have... You're a little busy.
I don't think you're going to have a heck of a lot of time to groom the homeless people, especially with how much lice is on them. All right? So it's very, very hard. The other fucking piece of shit, he went and he... Gavin... Ugh, I even hate saying their names.
Yeah.
They just sound like fucking shitty, toe-headed children, like, just in... They're going, mother, I want Cochrane milk. I want Cochrane milk. You know, like, that style of, like, these like, fucking shitty little algae-filled kids in every Montessori school. These kids got green skin. They're all dying, right? So Gavin, he gets enrolled in the North Texas Fire Academy to train in command and control protocols, right? He said skills he would need, of course, because he has to train in order to lead this armed coup of an island, right?
Yes.
Failed out of the school. Immediately, 6 months later, 2 weeks after being dismissed from the school, he then goes to Thailand, which is where every low-rent white boy goes to in order to buy sex, right?
Yes.
So he goes there because he wants...
I want to go there for the weed.
Exactly. I want to go there for the food.
And the fights.
With your wife?
No! No, they have the little fights. Oh. They're the fight. They're like, yeah, lots of boxing.
Oh.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's where my friend Sonia went. She went to go train.
Fighting?
Muay Thai.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was awesome.
I told you.
So he was going to go, and so then they flew to Thailand.
Friend Sonia. Please. I think Sonia considers me a friend at this point.
I agree.
Yes. It's been years. Continue.
I'm sorry. And so this guy was like, they wanted to go then train in a Thai.
God, they look evil.
Oh, yeah, they're such fucking...
The one on the left, especially. Do we know if that's Tanner?
Who gives a fuck?
I believe, that's Tanner on the left.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? They both need a fucking...
He looks
need
like Miles
fucking,
Teller if he got beat to death.
He needs a hammer in the center of his forehead, right? So they went to go get Thai sailing school. Right, they want to learn in Thailand, and they went to sailing school, and guess what they found out? I guess they didn't research it, because they're fucking morons.
They're bad at sailing?
It was too expensive for them to join.
In Thailand?
Yep.
What do they think they're going to get money here for?
They're 20. Okay? They're morons. They're morons, and they're rapists. Right? So that's the problem. So they go
on... Well, they're future rapists, right?
Well, yes. So it turns out, during this whole time period, while they were trying to figure out how to put all of this together, they couldn't figure out how to recruit homeless men, they couldn't figure out how to train the army, they couldn't figure out how to sail, so they just said, fuck it, we're in Thailand, let's make some child pornography, which is what they did.
Oh, they Gary Glittered it.
Oh, yeah. They decided to just kind of get that going. Instead of just drop some of that in there because they figured, they got some time. You know, Kanye's always working on beats.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the same thing where they just sat there. They figured we could do our job. We could do a job while we're doing our jobs. Right. And so they're going to be going to jail, and they're going to be probably murdered in there. Now, in the they are convicted. They got two charges. It was for conspiracy to murder, maim, or kidnap in a foreign country, and production of child pornography, sexual exploitation material. So they're going to go to jail. And then when they go in jail,
the first charge gives them life in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, just like thinking of going to another country to murm and rape gives you life in prison.
Well,
just for like thinking and planning it.
I think it's because of the written amount of, this shows how dumb they are.
Yeah.
Is that it must be the amount of written evidence, like hard evidence that shows how much they planned it.
Mm-hmm. You got to use a chalkboard for these things.
Yes. Yes. You might want to do this with a whisper campaign. You know, I think it's a lot of that. It's him changing bases. It's him trying to sign up for the sailing school. Like, that's how they put all of that together.
My God, these fucking idiots.
Idiots.
Evil little idiots.
And that's the problem, too, is that it's not even, like, thank the fucking universe that they are extremely bad. I mean, obviously, it was already an unrealistic idea.
Yeah.
Just the idea was flawed itself. But also, so was America. You know? It was a little thought in somebody's head. It was a little thought, and then it just happened. So who knows?
Yeah. Dude, also, on a side note, fucking Central Haiti right now is under total gang attack.
Downtown Haiti's not going well?
Well, downtown Haiti, Port-au-Prince, Port-au-Prince is like they're fighting back a little bit. The Kenyan army, Kenya sent a bunch of troops to Haiti to help clean up Haiti. And so, and like they're like fighting the gangs in Port-au-Prince right now. And so Port-au-Prince is like getting under control a little bit, not really, but it's still mostly run by the gangs. But Central Haiti, the Kenyans haven't gotten out there yet, and the government out there. And so that last week, they killed dozens of people last week in the gangs in the middle of Haiti, killing a lot of women, a lot of children, and they've completely taken over Central Haiti now.
Well, those two 20-year-old white boys are going to really crush it over there.
Oh, my God. They would probably just get immediately murdered.
Yeah. You'd think that when they're coming
honestly,
over,
you know
when
what?
They have the bad news bears of mercenaries all on their stinky tugboat coming on, they're all going, ah, ha, ha, ha. All these like men are just like, they're probably just going like, water, yeah. It's a beach. You know, like they're.
The real punishment would have been like, you know what? Go for it.
Yeah. Let Haiti deal with them.
Nothing would make me happy.
They would have just eliminated them immediately.
The U.S. government, yeah, just being like, yeah, sure, here. Here's a tugboat. Yeah. Yeah, go. Why don't you go try it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, go. Oh, definitely.
Go ask for barbecue.
Yeah, go there. Yeah, go, yeah. Go try to take their women and children. Yeah. Definitely go. Of course. Your untrained homeless people are going to do fantastic against them.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's very terrifying, man. But also, great story.
It is a great story. It is a great. Really unfortunately, it's a phenomenal story.
But the only the reason why it's truly good is because they didn't make it.
Yeah. You know, if they were going to do this, they should have taken a page out of our friend over here, Ryan Wedding.
Oh, yes.
He kind of accomplished this in a weird way.
Wow, that's so funny. I didn't even think about it like that. Yeah, this guy, he's making the white boy turn different dream real.
It is weird how these two stories are kind of similar.
But this is a guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's not going to just murder and rape. He's just selling drugs.
Well, because that's the thing. You notice it's kind of the difference between the Nazis and the mafia.
Oh, interesting.
If you're just there to murder and rape, a lot of people are not going to be super into it. Because a lot of times people are like, I not to be, you know, like, because I know a lot of people, I'm not to yuck anybody's
some
yum.
Some people are into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, Tanner's very into
super
it.
Super into it. But the idea is that, like, you know, Nazis kind of thought that all the murder and the rape and all the torture would, like, catch on and everyone be like, wow, yeah, this is awesome. You know,
you
wow,
could just
right.
do this.
Yeah, oh, cool. And I think they didn't really register that most people don't like it and it bumps people out. And the drug dealers, on the other hand, if you can make money and you can help, I can help you make money and we all just make money.
Yes. Seems like people like it.
Yep.
So Ryan Wedding, former Canadian Olympic snowboarder.
I love this.
He has not medaled or anything. He is now one of the heads, maybe, of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico.
What's that white rap group in Canada? Is it Snow?
Snow the Informer?
Yeah, is it Informer?
I think it's just one guy. I think Snow is one man.
Dude, talk about, can we have the No Informer version of this? That's what this is, man. This man kills the Informer, dude. He is white as fuck. He was again Canadian.
This is El Chapo's cartel.
Yes, Canadian snowboarder. He goes, I guess he's first arrested for, like, so I guess he does, I think, was it the 2002 Olympics?
Yeah.
And he didn't medal. He kind of gave it up, I guess.
Well, you have to. And you're that age.
But I feel like a lot of people, you know, there's certain things you can do. I don't know. I don't know if you got to give it up. But then he gave it up for something way more lucrative, drug trafficking. And he got arrested in L.A.
Yes. Yeah, he did. But now he's down. They're looking for him. He is on the FBI's most wanted list as one of the heads of the Sinaloa cartel.
Dude, it is. That's not like your local mom and pop cartel either. You know what I mean? This isn't the low level cartel.
They're one of the most successful. I guess that's a weird way to put it.
No, it's
one
not.
One of the most successful cartels in history. Historic cartel.
Yeah, and he also is one of those guys where they keep raising the amount of money. Like, the reward is something between, like, $10 or $15 million now. They keep raising it. And they're like, that's how you know how well-connected he is. It's $15 million. Because the fact that no one's, like, just getting that money.
Yeah, no one's
turning
them in.
For just a white guy in Mexico.
No, he's running some shit.
He's running some.
He's really doing a good. They have no idea where he is either. They have like a picture of him at a coffee shop, but they're like, he may be in the U.S., Canada, Colombia, Honduras, Guatemala, Costa Rica, or elsewhere.
Dude, and he's like, they call him
like that. That's like half of the fucking continent. That's the whole continent,
man. And the
they're
fucking,
like, oh, he's in North America. Not even Colombia's in South America,
dude. And his nickname is El Jefe, the Grande. They call him the Grande, and then yeah, and one's bad. They call him Buddy.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, that's not a nickname.
Yeah, that's probably what he calls everybody. Including Giant and Public Enemy are also his names. Giant. To just be known as Giant. But yeah, well, this guy, he is... Pam Bondi's looking for his ass, which, you know, that means he'll
be
fine.
Well, that means he's lucky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll get away. But yeah, dude, the fact that he's running this is insane to me. Because also, El Chapo's son just, like, rolled over on everyone. He didn't roll over on him.
Nope.
This was yesterday, I believe.
Yep.
And then, so, no one knows exactly... where this guy is. Also, another Sinaloa cartel leader was just killed yesterday, El Pinchon.
Well, that was like one of those, because now we're just in a semi-hot war, right, with Mexico, essentially, right now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess so. We always are, I guess.
You know, but I thought that we didn't do that for a long time, and now it's like, because it's our administration's particular obsession, I believe that we've really ramped it up.
Yeah, we've ramped it up, and we've also ramped it up against Venezuela, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother thing. But yeah, so this guy, he's out there. They're looking for him, but it seems like he's just successful.
Yeah. See, you know what? And that is a sign of success, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because like, you know, I worked with John Hawkes on the Amy Schumer show. John Hawkes, he played Saul.
I love John Hawkes.
One of my favorite actors in the world.
In Deadwood, and he also played the guy who gets jerked off a bunch by Helen Hunt.
Yeah, he's great at getting jerked off in that movie.
Yeah,
he said that, I always remember, because he's like, he didn't have a cell phone, he doesn't have a computer. If they need to go get him, they go out to his ranch. They literally like fax him at his ranch, they email him scripts to his little ranch. That's the only way that you can find him. That's the El Jefe, man.
Yeah.
That's the El Jefe way. He lets things come to him.
You know, Carrot Top doesn't have a computer or a phone.
I think it's because he keeps smashing it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whatever,
yeah, yeah.
His props.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just it's a banana.
Yeah.
But no, so they believe, the FBI believes Wedding has ordered dozens of murders across the globe, including the United States, Canada, and Latin America. They say he's orchestrated the murder of U.S. federal witnesses to testify against him, and... it's gunned down in a restaurant in Medellin, Colombia earlier this year.
Dude, this guy is legit. He must have been quite the competitor. But he didn't meddle.
No, he didn't meddle. He was not a great snowboarder. I mean, he was a great snowboarder.
He had to have been.
If he became an Olympian.
But how sad is that with that kind of stuff? You think about how, like, you train your whole life for the stupid Olympics. It's the only thing you do. It's the thing you... That man's been snowboarding since he was a fucking child.
Yeah.
Right? And then you get the one time... You make it all the way. You beat every other snowboarder in Canada in order to get on the snowboarding fucking Canada Olympic team. And then you don't medal, and it's like you did nothing.
I mean, this guy's dad has to be proud of him.
Well, yeah, the dad is, but nobody else is. That's got to be the most brutal feeling in the world.
Yeah.
When you have done nothing. You've done nothing but win. You've won your way across the country, and then you get to the last place where you got to win, and then you fuck it up. God!
I mean, now he's won. He's in the last place where he has to win. It seems like he's won.
My motherfucker's living the life.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, yeah, he's a murderer, and God knows every other thing he's done. But honestly, this is the best sports career I've seen since OJ.
Yeah.
Like, that's an incredible post-sports career.
Yeah. So if you have any information...
Who has an even better, post-sports career than this?
Than this?
Bill Belichick, he's dating a 24-year-old.
I mean, that's horrible. He's doing it. Dude, his life looks so miserable,
well,
to be honest.
This guy placed it, I guess. That
he's so bad, he can't even win college football right now.
No, he's very distracted.
Yeah. But if anyone has information on Ryan Wedding, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
He'll fucking kill you.
He'll fucking shoot you in the head. Yeah. I'm gonna go out here to extra say I have no idea where he is.
Yeah, I have no idea. And,
here's
to your continued success.
Yeah, honestly, here's your continued success. And honestly, until I hear otherwise, congratulations, El Jefe. We'll be your podcast. Honestly.
Yeah, we'll be your Sean Penn.
I will be. Honestly, come here. We can talk about this. I can get you access to amazing people. David Desmalchin.
Yes.
I can get you access to. Who else can I get access to? Oh. I can get him access to.
Yeah, who else?
All sorts of people. I can get him access to a lot of stuff. There's a lot of people looking for. I can't even say it.
I know Bob Saget's widow.
Wow. Holy shit. Stop bragging.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ryan, best of luck to you, buddy. And we mean you. We're not neutral. Yeah, we're not trying to get you caught. We're just talking about your story.
We're deeply impressed. All right? But I'm certain he's a murderer. We know he's bad. All right? Before you guys all fucking tear us to shreds, we know he's a bad guy.
We know he's bad. We're just actually scared of him.
We are genuinely frightened and sort of proud.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Oh, man.
Live from your grave.
You see, this is another really crazy slash sad story, but it's right up our alley, so I feel like we got to talk about it. The one out of Ocala. This is an Ocala, Florida story.
This story's fucked up.
A woman from the UK traveled to the United States to have a man from Ocala.
Horrible place. Don't. If you're going to be tortured or murdered anywhere,
don't do
voluntarily.
It in Ocala.
Don't do it.
It's really bad.
Miami.
Yeah. At least
Key
see
West.
Something. Yeah. It's just not even, there's nothing worth it. Although they are building Ocala up. It is better than it used to be.
Are you being paid by Ocala to say that?
No, I just know that it is technically better. They're trying to port St. Lucie and make it a respectable place.
Sure.
But this guy lived there.
This guy's one of these, he's got a real long chin beard.
So
that was the last picture, the old picture of him. He's a real long like goatee. Guys who grow their goatee real long is pretty interesting look.
So Sonia Excelby, she was 32. She was from Portsmouth, England. She flew into Gainesville Airport on October 10th and then found this man, Dwayne Hall, 53 years old. She contacted him online and talked to him about murdering her. She was suicidal. And she was like, I guess she realized she couldn't do it herself. So she thought this guy would, she fetishized getting murdered.
Yes. And she met him on a fetish website. This is very, obviously when we covered the Arvin Mivas case, this is the kind of a similar mechanism where she said like, not only do I want to be murdered, I want it to be horrific. I want to be tortured. I want it to be a whole process. They spent a long time communicating with each other, kind of setting up the parameters for it.
Yeah. And then she flew over here, met with him. He started to kill her.
Started to do what they sort of had agreed to do.
Seems like they had sex a couple of times as well.
Well, or it seems, it depends
they,
on...
He filmed it.
Yeah.
He filmed it and then deleted it, and then they were able to recover the video.
Yes. So
nothing's ever deleted, by the way.
No.
And so they deleted it, and then he ended up killing her. And then he stabbed her a bunch, and then he mailed the knife to his friend, and he got caught with all of it.
Now, didn't she... We now know that there were some communications during the time that she was trying to maybe tell somebody... I've changed my mind.
Yeah, it seemed like she, like, but it was already too long.
Oh, yes.
It was already too far gone.
She was already in there.
She was already in there. This guy's a murderer because he's just looking for people to murder on the internet.
But also the guy, technically, it's that fucked up thing that we covered with that case where they, like, at what point, when you set up, like, obviously, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com, we have so many people in the kink community, and we know that there's so many rules. And, like, obviously, in this... Murder is a psychopath. It's bad. But you're in a scenario where you've been talking about it for weeks and you're telling somebody word for word, whatever I say, you keep doing it.
Yeah.
Whatever I say, you keep doing it. And then you're now in the middle of it and you're saying, I don't want to do it anymore. To me, I would be like, if I was the guy looking to voluntarily kill somebody, I would really want to make sure that that was really a certain... decision.
Yeah.
And I would be checking in all the time. And I would be giving them ample room to leave the
situation.
That's
because you're nice.
Because
you're a good guy.
I'm new.
Yeah, you're new at this. But Excelby messaged her friend on Discord on October 11th. She said, he made it clear that there's no way out unless I shoot him. I was questioning it last night. I thought he'd do it quick and not give my mind time to stew. So she was stuck for a while, but her body was found in a shallow grave a week later. The reason they knew that he did it because he bought a brand new shovel to dig the grave.
I mean, you got to.
Yeah. And then
it's a special day.
They found the sticker from the new shovel in the ground next to her, in the grave, and then they knew he bought. Then they found the shovel at his house with her DNA on it.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was just fucked at that point. But
well, as he should be,
as he should be. Yes, of course. Yeah, he's arrested with charged of first degree murder, kidnapping, credit card fraud because he took her credit cards, bought a bunch of shit as you do, he's done. It is just a bunch of evidence against him.
Oh yeah, he's done. He's definitely a murderer.
Yeah, and she wanted to take it back, and he went through with it anyway and did it. Yeah, this is fucking horrifying, weird case. I'm sure a lot more stuff's going to come out about this.
Absolutely. It's just, I can't believe in this year of 2025 that this is still happening. Because, like, actually, I was just reading about some old fuck that went and got, he was a part of a European suicide service, and he went and he used it himself. He was, like, 92. He was, like, a doctor, and they do it with, like, a medical facility, and they put a hot shot in you, and they do all this stuff. And
it's not the weird thing that just slowly stops giving you oxygen, like the tube
we talked about. Pods.
The suicide pod, though, is actually apparently really nice.
Yeah,
because it's nitrous. You don't choke to death.
Yeah, you just click the button and you go to sleep.
But yeah, because they put I forget what it is, the gas. It's like another type of gas where it's like it's something that they he's immediately as Rob is googling this
suicide pod. Like,
help is available.
Yeah, help is available. Yeah,
don't worry. No. We're doing this for entertainment.
988 suicide outline. Of course, always just call.
Always call to check in. Make sure they're okay.
Well, there was three people living their best life in the Florida Keys this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you go ahead and you put the dick down in a wind, dick's there. This came in really hot off the pipe right before we got recording here. Florida Trio.
Yes. Marathon, Florida. Three people were arrested after authorities in the Florida Keys say they were found having sex while heavily intoxicated in a Winn-Dixie parking lot in the middle of the day.
You know, people say life ends at 40, but not according to these guys. If you look at them, Sharon, Helen, I'm going to say her name is Suplinski, 45,
yeah,
marathon,
like that.
Suplinski.
Yeah.
Marshall, Adam Lowry, 43, of Key Largo. Oh, what a sexy town. Yeah. Michael McDonald Howard, 59, of Marathon. They were all cornholing each other inside of a car, inside of a parking lot of a Winn-Dixie. And if you see the three of them, you know why. Because the sexual energy is off the charts.
Yes, the South did rise again.
Oh, man. Now, my question is, were the boys kissing?
Most likely. I mean, it seems like it was.
The boys were kissing?
Actually, you know what? I'm looking at these guys. No.
No, you don't think the boys didn't start off the kicking of the night?
You know, honestly, these three, they all look like criminals. Not to be a bad guy, not a judgmental person. They all look like criminals. Let them do it. You know,
the problem is it's the middle of the day, buddy.
It is the middle of the day.
It's middle of the day, and it's a private business parking lot. You know what I mean? If they were in the driveway of their home.
You're right. Take it to a Ramada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you want air? Don't you want walls? It just helps, you know, because it sounds like, I'm gonna guess what they were doing. My guess, her tits were out and she was jerking them off
and while sitting on another man, I'm guessing,
or
all three of them are in trouble.
She's just doing this
because if you're just sitting in the front seat watching, do you get in trouble?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I actually don't know.
Yeah. And also, I will say, they're lucky they did this at a Winn-Dixie, not a Publix, because they would have thrown the fucking book at them
when
they did this at a Publix.
To be honest, at Winn-Dixie, they told them to come back.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, honestly, we have a sale.
Yeah, check cola is really cheap today if you really want to.
Honestly, we've got turkey breasts. It's like,
come get some of our hologram ham.
Yeah,
it'd be great. At Winn-Dixie. Yeah.
When you guys come on inside. We actually just made some challah. Because it's almost Hanukkah, and you guys must be celebrating soon.
Oh man,
but look Jewish.
No, these people are not Jewish.
Oh wow, no,
yeah,
no. Not quite waspy names.
There is nothing Jewish about these people.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, no.
Oh, here we go.
All right,
start from some letters. I think.
Oh yeah, let's hear some.
Right, I think we did
listen to mail.
I think we did enough. Fuck Yeah. Who did that one?
That one is from Peyton Proster.
Thank you, Peyton.
Yeah. Thank you, Peyton. Very nice.
That's fucking sweet.
For those of you that sent in sad widower stories,
we'll get to them. We promise.
We're going
to
be reading them, or we're going to go through them.
I'm going to go through them, and I'm going to make them bearable.
But last stream on the left, we will announce a winner of the foot dildo.
It's right there behind.
We will choose the saddest widower story
behind the sign if you need it.
Oh, okay. I see. Oh, you put it back in the packaging.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. They're going to get that. They're going to get that foot dildo.
Well, then we have the other ones, the actual vaginas.
Yes, and we did say
that
we
would. I think those are usable. The foot one, we already touched it a bunch. And so it's not like, we didn't fuck it.
If you're a widower, do not fuck any of these fake pussies.
Why not?
I guess it's probably best.
Yeah. Let them fuck the fake pussy, man.
You know what? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you win.
Yeah, let them. What are you talking about?
You win.
They made them. We didn't. They're still packaged.
I want them to.
Yeah. Just make sure you follow the cleaning instructions.
Yeah. Get a hose.
Yeah.
So here we go. I love this. My father was sextorted.
Uh-oh.
After hearing about your sextortion segment on Side Stories today, I figured I'd write about my dad. 10 years ago, I woke up for work and there was a Facebook message from who I thought was my dad. He and I were always a bit estranged. So I find it kind of odd that he'd have messaged me at all, let alone at 3 a.m. I figured he was just drunk messaging me randomly, or worst case scenario, something had happened to a family member. Okay. Little did I know it could be worse than that. The message request was a video, and as I'm on the toilet pushing out my morning poop, I hit play. All I could really see was a silhouette of a man in the distance in a room that appeared to be illuminated by a television screen. I figured it was supposed to be a funny video he shared, but the figure started walking closer. I soon realized that that figure was clearly masturbating. I'm thinking to myself, why is this motherfucker sending me a video of some asshole jerking off? And then it hit me. It was my father, absolutely going to town on his penis looking into a webcam. Apparently, he got some sort of message from a person or a pre-recorded video of a woman touching herself and inviting him to join her. My father, being my father, naturally obliged. After some time, according to him, the messages started saying that he was caught on camera, and if you don't send X amount of money to yada yada, they were going to share this video to everyone on his friends list. Little did the scammers know, my dad gave absolutely zero fucks about anything and said, go ahead, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I said.
Yep. It certainly wasn't the worst shit I'd heard from my dad, but I absolutely wasn't expecting to get a video of the man beating on his dick that created me while I was taking a shit. Later, when I asked him what the hell was that all about, he explained it to me. He couldn't stop laughing. You have to be in my fucked up family to find the humor. My sister and a few cousins also got the video.
Oh, no.
We still joke about it to this day. I guess they had cloned his account to make me think it was him sending it. We lost Pops in August to asshole cancer that spread throughout his body, which was fitting because he was an asshole, but he was a funny one. That made me fucking laugh. That made me fucking laugh.
Oh my God, how much he didn't care and how much the family didn't care. Just, I feel bad they had to see it.
But still, I just loved it. It bounced right off of him.
I like that the guy taking it. If someone sent me a video of someone jerking off, I would immediately shut it off. But he's taking a shit and he's like, what is he doing?
What is this?
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Who is that?
Oh.
Is that my dad?
Oh yeah, I'd be screaming. I'd be screaming. I would have a seizure. If I saw my father masturbating.
But you know, he wasn't a beloved father.
No, I think that actually kind of weirdly helps.
Makes it easier.
Yes.
Oddly enough. If it was like a good father, he probably would have paid the money.
Yeah, you might have. Who knows? Oh, all right, here we go. Man. Here's another one. My grandmother has been hit with the scams hard in the past.
Oh, another? Uh-oh. Here
she we go. She sent computers to Africa because Mark Zuckerberg asked her to. She sent tens of thousands of dollars to these scammers, one saying that because she wouldn't give him money, he had to commit himself, and now they won't let him out unless she sends money, which she did because she felt bad. Anyway, when we finally figured out what she was doing, we put an end to it. She started getting messages saying that they had nude photos of my grandfather with other women and that they would release them to the public and humiliate her. My grandfather, whom is the biggest perverted old dog you could ever imagine.
Oh, so she believed it.
Yep. Told my grandmother to ask the people to send them to him. And he was excited about showing the public about how much action
he was still getting. You see, that's fun. Again, dementia can be really, really fun. But it can also be harrowing.
So was he fucking? We don't know.
No, absolutely not. No.
Oh my God.
No. It was just the lady had already become a very fertile ground for scammers. Damn. So more people came. You got to be careful.
Scammers, put them in prison forever.
I mean,
I hate scammers more than anybody.
I was just following a case last night. It was on 48 hours about a dentist that got his assistant addicted to drugs, and then she started getting in a relationship with him, and then he would manipulate her by giving her drugs and doing all this kind of stuff. And there was something to that where at the very end, they were going to go through the sentencing. They couldn't really figure out what the crime was. A lot of times it was kind of trying to figure out, like, okay, if she voluntarily taking the drugs, if you got to find out this kind of evidence. And if it turns out he got this sort of type of murder plea, which is it's called depraved heart murder.
Okay.
Where because of his actions as both a doctor and as a person, it's a version of second degree murder.
It's like, this should be illegal, but yes, we have to do something.
We have to figure out how to do this. And so he got the fucking book thrown at him, 40 years. Like, the minimum is supposed to be like 20, 25.
That's how much they gave guys?
But they gave 40 because he was a doctor. Because it said the same thing. We have to make an example of you.
Yeah, you should know better as a doctor. These scammers are fucking crazy. I get texts all the time from scammers, and they've really, like, I hate how they, like, straight up prey on loneliness. Like, it's just always like, oh, how you been? Let's get sushi tomorrow and stuff like that. Those are the texts I've been getting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like,
they're very interesting. They're all like, you going to Deirdre's tonight?
Yeah. It's really crazy.
Just
what
start sending
doing.
Pictures of your fucking balls, man.
Oh, well, then I'm going to start getting the other one.
Hey, but then, hey, cool.
You know what? I just need to have, like, a crazy dick pic ready of someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need so.
You know who you need?
What?
Robert Irwin.
Robert Irwin.
The chef, the celebrity chef. I showed you the penis before.
I thought you meant
habits.
Like, I thought you meant the crocodile guy.
I'm never
kid.
Talking to him.
The crocodile,
about him.
No, because that's the same name of the guy who just won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
The Crocodile Hunter's son.
Oh, never him. No, I don't even know he existed. I'm talking about Robert Irwin, I'm talking about the chef with the huge fucking hog.
This is who everybody thinks you're talking about.
No, not him. That's a boy. That's his child. He's got a little penis. God knows how little his penis is. That's a little child. I wouldn't talk about him. I'm talking about Robert Irwin, the man. You know what you need to have?
What?
You got to have, what's his name's penis on your phone? You gotta have fucking Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz's penis. I'll keep that on my phone. The wife wouldn't mind that.
Well, then honestly, they don't let her see it.
Yeah.
Keep it for yourself.
I bet Lenny Kravitz's penis is beautiful.
It is.
Have you ever seen this picture, Ed?
I don't want to see his actual penis.
It's right here.
What are you talking about?
It popped out on stage.
Oh, it popped out on stage?
Yeah, it was on stage.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is innocent.
Hell yeah, man. That shit fucking flew away.
Honestly, it popped out like a salamander's tongue. It zips out. He looks like a giant evil butterfly.
I love Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, we always do, and the ladies do as well, because he's got a big old cranking hog. And it just zapped right out. Well, yeah, you know, even the blur's big.
Yeah, it wasn't going his way, huh?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do think it is. You gotta wear more relaxed pants.
Oh,
all right, go
good
and check
old
us.
Lenny.
Live every day knowing for a fact you can survive a funeral at Thanksgiving. And you can laugh about it later on with your family, knowing about how it was a lot to deal with emotionally. But you can also love the fact that it's probably never going to happen again.
Yeah.
And that that you can have beautiful, cherished times with the family and still then celebrate Thanksgiving later on.
Yeah, this is your last Thanksgiving funeral. I'm calling it.
Yeah, I think that it's a hard day.
It's a hard day already.
Because guess what? Food gets cold.
Food definitely gets cold. No, we're already busy on Thanksgiving.
Super busy. It's hard to put it all together. It's hard to throw an event of that nature.
Yeah, no, the only funeral on Thanksgiving should be for the turkey.
Yeah.
And then I said, that's a fun one because we all eat it.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Vegas on Sunday.
Vegas.
Come and hang out with Henry and I at Wise Guys Town Center this Sunday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're having a blast. We'll be. I got some stuff I'm going to give away because we've been doing the reverse Q&As at the end of the show.
Yes.
And we gave away some stuff this past one. We gave away a bunch of Dan Marino cards that Henry and I signed.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some stuff to give away at this next show. I'm very excited. So come on out. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be a great time.
It's almost sold out, too.
No, yeah.
It's getting close.
They're doing good. It's just, honestly, it's just out by where the people live.
Yes.
So if you're a people of Vegas.
I want Vegas locals.
I want people of Vegas to come.
Tourists are welcome, but I want the locals.
Yes.
I want you guys there. I want to know you. We go to Vegas enough where you should be friends. George Knapp, get your ass out there. I want to see you at our show. Also, I got some stand-up shows coming up. January 4th at Oxnard Levity Live. That's a Sunday. It's going to be a hard one to get people out to, so please come enjoy us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got Holden McNeely and Jake Young doing a set. Julia Johns and Carolina Hindell. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And then on February 18th, I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco with Grant Gordon. Come check it out. It's going to be a blast. I love you guys. And that's it.
That is it.
And that's all we got, baby.
So go check it out. Go check out all our fucking horse shit. Because last podcast had left Coach Mac. And Christmas is right around the corner, isn't it? You can really feel the pressure.
We got to do some extra work. Get ahead for Christmas. We can take some time off.
I'm going to blow my brains out.
You love it.
I do.
I got more work for you to do.
Yay!
Bye!
Hail St. Mary!
Yeah! Hail Akron.
Yeah! Oddly enough.